Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Sends one high and deep to center field. Did he get it? Back on it is Thomas. He's at the wall. He got it. It's a two-run home run. Aaron Judge finally connects his first home run of this postseason.
Now, normally, I would not be celebrating anything having to do with the Yankees. And though Aaron Judge is great fun to watch, I still wouldn't be celebrating him in the game against the Cleveland, don't call them Indians. What are their pronouns again? Anyway, sorry, I could not resist. The Yankees played the Cleveland team last night, and the Yankees wound up winning this game 6-2. None of that's the reason I'm focusing on this, okay? But the Aaron Judge home run in the seventh inning was crucial because he hit this bomb to center field, and then there was another batter came up and gotten out, and the next thing they did was bring in a relief pitcher. You said, well, Andrew, who cares about all that? Well, I care, because the who was the relief pitcher was a big deal for Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Ben Lively didn't make the postseason roster for the division series, didn't make this postseason roster, but it was still traveling with the team, still working out, still throwing. And then with the injury to Alex Cobb, who was taken off the roster today with back and hip issues and is now done for the season, Ben Lively gets put on the roster, and he'll make his first postseason appearance for the Cleveland Guardians. And he had a career year for Cleveland. He comes in to a 6-2 game, Yankees up. Ben Lively made 29 starts, was 13-10 with a 3.81 ERA. The pitch to Giancarlo Stanton's a strike.
First strike in the postseason, you're facing Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, that's rough. But yeah, Ben Lively, who, you know, graduated Gulf Breeze High. I think he went to UCF, and he played for the Wahoos. He was drafted by the Reds original and traded to the Phillies, I think. And he's kind of had a little bit of a workaround. He was at the Phillies for a year or two. He was at the Kansas City Royals for a year or two. He was at the Japanese team, the Samsung Lions. I think that's Japan, might be Korea, for a couple of years. He came back to the Reds briefly, and then he got traded to the Cleveland entity and this year. And he'd been in the regular season. He's kind of been up and down a little bit, you know, throughout his career. He's kind of been in and out of the major leagues a little bit, but man, just, it's a great story. I love to see, you know, a kid who's able to get into the major leagues from local and make good and, you know, get his first out. I mean, there's only what, 25,000 people ever get to play in the major leagues, and especially, I don't know, how many get to play in the postseason? You know, not that many. Oh, and by the way, I did not watch this game in person. I watched it afterwards this morning. And I was watching it on fast forward, as I often do watch these games that I don't have an interest in. And I'm watching, I'm like, nah, it's boring. There's Aaron Judge home run. Okay, that's cool. And then I'm like, B. Lively. Oh, that's kind of an interesting name, B. Lively. Blake Lively. I wonder. And I'm like, wait, Blake Lively? No, that's Ben Lively. I don't know, my brain. And then, I kid you not, I tried to listen to the broadcast to figure out, well, are they going to introduce him? Well, I missed they introduced him in the seventh inning. And so I guess they did. If they did say his name, I missed it. I watched the whole inning, couldn't. But I went to the Cleveland team's broadcast and I listened to their radio broadcast. That's where Tom Hamilton told us things. And then, you know, what happens?
He may throw only 90, but this guy is fearless. He will challenge guys inside. Fastball, cutter, sinker, curve, slider, change. The pitch and Stanton with a two-hopper to short. Rocchio gloves, throws, and we'll go to the eighth.
6-4, Ben Lively, first postseason put out. Love it. He had a walk. He had two strikeouts. And he had a hit that was ruled a hit that I would have called an error. The right fielder slid, had it in his glove, and then dropped it. I would have called that an error, so I would not have charged Ben Lively with the hit. But anyway, congratulations, Ben Lively. That's just, I mean, really neat. That's one of the things, 10 years ago when we moved here, one of the coolest things I ever saw that I noticed about Channel 3 in particular is that when they cover the football games, okay, because it was like December when I auditioned here, they would have, you know, here's all the teams that played and here's all of the Pensacola players that are on, you know, like this is back when, Doug Baldwin was playing and you had Josh Sitton was playing for the Green Bay Packers. It was just, I thought it was such a neat way to show the sports by showing the local players and where they were playing. So I've tried in my own way, I guess, to try to keep up that tradition, at least with baseball. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, it's let up a little bit. Just south of the Pine Forest exit, going all the way through the Highway 29 construction zone, you're going to see just a minor delay there. But if you're on 98 going westbound toward Garcon Point Bridge, you're going to see some delays through that construction zone also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you're thinking about a career change, you want to get some additional certification, or, you know, you've graduated high school, but you know that university is not for you, or you just want to take a personal enrichment course, Pensacola State College, you know, community colleges, junior colleges have all kinds of things to help people in all kinds of phases of life, and, you know, just such a rich resource. Now, for my family, the way we have most benefited from them, aside from things like, you know, using the tennis courts and the disc golf and, you know, just activities and events. But my kids have all gone there as dual enrollment students. And now for homeschoolers, that's great because before they go to university, they get real classroom experience. They get to, you know, learn from college instructors, get college credit while they're getting high school credit. There's no charge. It's totally free. And so my two oldest boys took a year and a half worth of credit to university because of that. And my youngest is just starting that path now. So we think PSC is a fantastic resource. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East, plus the Lumberjack Festival, plus the disc golf courses, plus all of the sports you can watch. I mean, like, so much stuff at PSC. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to rip the eyes out of your head and puke into your dead skull. You messed with the wrong Marine.
I can't stop thinking about the sand in my feet. I got a heartache because cold ain't for me. I wish my worries would wash into the sea. Because it's far too cold, darling, cold ain't for me.
You lost millions of jobs. You lost manufacturing. You lost automotive plants. You lost the election. What does that make you? A loser. This is what somebody at my rally said. I thought it was funny.
It's accurate. It's accurate.
This is what happens when I drink beer.
I didn't think I'd ever say this about anybody. She's actually, you take a look at her, she's more dangerous than him, but he's actually smarter than her. I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I'd say that.
I see we're having a good adult conversation about the future of the country. He's a loser. She's an idiot. Good Lord. Oh, man. Welcome to presidential politics in the year 2024. I don't know. We talked yesterday a little bit about the use of the clips from Full Metal Jacket for President Trump. And then did you see the other thing about Kamala is now playing clips of Trump at her rallies and then responding to them like a radio or a TV commentator? Which, honestly, it's a brilliant idea. I would do it if I were running. You know, I would respond to them. Here's how she did.
The bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the big, and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
That he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
So, 824 here on News Radio 92.3. I don't know. Just slight follow-up. The Ben Lively story we were talking about just a few minutes ago. I didn't know the name of the broadcaster who was calling the game for the Cleveland Indians. Don't call them Indians. Somebody texted me. If you're over 50, you don't call them the Indians. You don't deserve to be called a baseball fan. Well, I call them the Cleveland. Don't call them Indians, you know, because I'm not calling them that other name. It's so dumb. But here, it was funny. I didn't know who he was, and I was reading a bit of his bio. This is just straight off the Wikipedia page. This will make you laugh, okay? Tom Hamilton, that's the guy I played the audio from, is an American sportscaster primarily known as the chief. I don't think you can say it that way anymore. Radio play-by-play announcer for the Cleveland Guardians Major League Baseball team. He joined the then Indians radio network for the 1990 season after spending 3 years, and it goes on here. He was paired with Indians legend Herb Score. It goes on. Became the chief play-by-play. Again, I don't think you can say that. Because of his longevity and popularity, he is now considered to be the voice of the tribe. I don't think you can say that anymore. After the Indians were renamed to the Guardians, he has now been referred to as the voice of the Guardians. See, we made it boring for you. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No. No, still Indians.
It is still the Indians.
I-10 eastbound. If you're I'd go east of the Pine Forest exit going through that construction zone. You're just going to see a minor delay there. But if you're over on 98 westbound heading toward Garson Point Bridge, you're going to see some major delays before you hit that bridge. on 98. So I'd pack about an additional 10 minutes to your travel time if you have to take that way. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Yes. Walgreens says it's going to be closing 1,200 stores over the next 2 years. The drugstore chain announced that cost-cutting move on Tuesday after they reported their fourth quarter results. Walgreens has about 8,700 locations nationwide. 90 people are still unaccounted for in North Carolina in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. FEMA says it will not be deterred by misinformation about relief efforts and will continue to help those impacted. And a former guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne has recovered after being shot while walking his dog in Las Vegas. TMZ says guitarist Jake Lee was walking his dog Tuesday when he was shot. Police in Las Vegas are calling it a random street shooting.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, the missing people in North Carolina is just, it's a horrible, horrible storm. What is the death toll is 220, 240, somewhere in that vicinity? Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 827 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe you're kind of not yet, I mean, you should be, but you haven't been. You've been avoiding it. You know, you've been in denial. You don't like your car. It's not reliable. You're spending too much money on repairs, and you're like, I know. Well, then do. If you know, then do. Okay? If you know and don't do, you don't know. Anyway, so go to Frontier Motors. Go look around. They've got you frowny-faced me on that one. Did I confuse you? To know and not to do is not to know. Go on. That's just...
Okay. Now I get it. The second time around.
Throw a little logic in there with the car ad. Why not? Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality used cars. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old. 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles in great condition. They warranty them to 100,000 miles. That's standard. So you know you can count on it. Okay. You know, a lot of times the challenge of buying from a used car dealer is you feel like, I don't know. But yeah, but at Frontier, you get coverage, you get guarantees, and you know they've been there for a long time, and they're going to continue to be there for a long time, which means that you can trust them, which I know we did with our purchase of the Honda Odyssey a couple of years ago. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. You know, every once in a while, I'll get somebody say to me, you know, Andrew, you talk too fast. Or I will say to myself, Andrew, you're talking fast again, because my natural pace is like, this is slower than my natural pace. John, can you confirm?
I can confirm that.
So I just figure it's not my fault. You need to listen faster.
So yeah, that's all there is to it. It's early in the morning. Not processing yet.
You know, I want to get 8 hours of radio into a 4 hour time window, and this is the only way to do it.
Okay.
You got to talk faster.
Double time.
All right. 829. News Radio 92.3. What was the thing that I was going to tell you about? Sweden and Denmark are now going to ban cousins from marrying. The look of disappointment on your face as you sighed, John. do we need to have a conversation? I thought you were from Texas and not Kentucky.
I am.
So anyway, but this has nothing to do with anything you would think that it's about. This is not about inbreeding or weird morals or religion or anything like that. You know what it's? Well, it is about religion. Because they have a lot of forced marriages in families and honor killings related to forced marriages in families, primarily in the Muslim population, is kind of the issue. So this is dealing with that. The honor-related violence is the reason that they're trying to ban relatives from marrying each other. What a weird angle to come at this problem from.
I'm Chris Foster. Early in-person voting starts today in four more states, Iowa, Kansas, Rhode Island, and Tennessee. A record first day of early voting's reported in Georgia. Former President Trump was there.
You're going to be saying, please, sir, there are too many companies coming into Georgia. Please, please. We can't take it anymore. We don't have enough people for the jobs.
Vice President Harris on plans to provide $1,020,000 forgivable loans to black entrepreneurs.
Not everybody has access to the capital, but we know in the community we do not lack for ambition, aspirations, dreams, hard work ethic.
Harris with host Charlamagne Tha God for an iHeartRadio town hall. She's on Fox News Channel at 6 p.m. Eastern, Trump at 11 a.m. Eastern, in a town hall taped in Georgia with an all-woman audience. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 53 degrees, the sun shining in Pensacola today. Now, Pensacola police made an arrest this week for a church burglary, and they say more charges could be pending. 20-year-old Jeremy Lang was arrested Monday on multiple charges, including burglary, drug and firearm charges, possession of burglar tools. Police do say they found Lang walking near the intersection where a previous church burglary had been reported. Officers say he matched the description of the suspect they'd been looking for in the case. Seven churches were reportedly burglarized between late September and mid-October. Lang is now charged with one of those burglaries. PPD does say that more charges could potentially be pending. He is being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. An investigation into a shooting near W Street at Chimes Way Park over the weekend continues.
At this point, it looks like it was not random. It was intentionally targeting those individuals that were in that car. Two males were hit. One of them is deceased, and one of them, as I understand, is still hospitalized.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says the victims had been at a bar downtown earlier in the night, then went to Chaser's Bar on W Street, and when they were leaving there, investigators say another vehicle pulled up nearby and started shooting. Simmons says they do have some information on potential suspects, but they're asking anybody with further information to contact them or to call Crime Stoppers. The Small Business Administration says they're out of money after Hurricanes Helene and Milton for their disaster loan program.
The Small Business Administration provides low interest loans to not just businesses, but also to homeowners and renters. But as of Tuesday, it said it was hitting pause on those loans after running out of cash, something that it had been warning about for weeks.
And that's Tony Waterman. And President Biden and Democrats have asked House Speaker Mike Johnson to call Congress back into session. Johnson says it can wait until Congress returns next month after the election. In the meantime, the SBA is telling people to continue applying for assistance, so they'll be in a list once that money does become available. Estimated insured losses from Hurricane Milton now approaching $2 billion. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation said yesterday that the estimate's at just under $1.9 billion right now. There's 150,000 claims that have been filed as of yesterday. Over 2,000 of those have been closed with payments made. 6,000 have been closed with no payments made. They are making some progress getting power restored in Central Florida. Crews there continuing to work. PowerOutage.us reporting today about 75,000 people still waiting for their power to be restored. Most of the outages are in Hillsborough County, with about 40,000 of them right now. The Pensacola Beach lifeguards now at their winter staffing levels. That means lifeguards are only patrolling at Casino Beach. That'll be throughout the winter season. Lifeguards do tell residents and visitors alike to be extra careful at the beach. If you're interested in becoming a lifeguard for next year's season, tryouts are being held December 7th and 8th at the UWF Aquatic Center. And for more information on how to try out or become a lifeguard, you can check out the county website, myescambia.com. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
We have one accident to let you know about. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocky Kingsfield Road and Tate Road. Roadway is blocked there, causing some delay, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 looking good right now. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Breezy day today with temperatures warming up near 68 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. As you go into Thursday, high near 70 degrees with sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Going to be keeping the sunny weather around for Friday with a high near 73 and a low near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is a sunny and chilly morning, 53 degrees right now in Pensacola. Your money now. Markets today are mixed, with the Dow up 62 points at 42,803. The S&P is down just over 1 point at 5814. The NASDAQ down 25 points, just under 26 points at 18,289. Your 10-year bond yield is up just a bit, 4.01%. Gold price is up just under $20 today, $26.98.60. Silver price is up 38 cents, 32 32.15 right now. And Bitcoin is up $835 at $67,688.39. Delta Airlines is going to be revamping the interiors of its cabins for its entire fleet. This comes as the airline's preparing to celebrate its 100th anniversary next year. They say they'll be installing new mood lighting, seating, and memory foam cushions to spruce up their cabins and give travelers a new experience. Apple's introducing the new iPad Mini. That's available to order now. It'll be in stores as soon as next week. They say it'll support Apple Intelligence, their new AI suite of features. The Small Business Administration has run out of money for its disaster loan program after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. They said Tuesday they're pausing new interest loan offers until Congress can allocate more funding. 8:37, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
goodbye.
All right, so a lot of times for the frivolous topic, I ask questions that are kind of this or that. But the goal of the topic is to give you something to talk about, like with your kids or with your coworkers or family over dinner or whatever. You know, that's part of why we do this, in addition to just it's super fun to have a distraction from the news of the day. Remember, we started this during COVID when I said 4 hours a day of COVID is too much. We need to do 4 hours or 3 hours and 45 minutes. so we have carve out where we have this frivolous topic of the day. The text line 437-1620. This one's a little bit of a thinker, and that's why I'm kind of excited about it. This is more of a, I'm very curious to know what you say about this. Here's a question. Would you want to be famous if you can never make money off of it? Would you want to be known just for the sake of being known? Would you want to be famous? Like, is fame itself desirable? 437-1620, 437-1620. Your pay doesn't change. Your ability to get reservations doesn't change. You know, it doesn't bring you goodies. Okay, you got to put that aside. I just want to know, is fame desirable? Because there are a lot of people who want to be famous for the sake of being famous. Like, fame is a goal in and itself. That's what they want. And that's what kind of made me ask the question, is would you want to be famous so that people know you, recognize you, come up to you and talk to you? Is that something you want? 437-1620. Is it useful? Is it valuable? Is it, you know, again, you can't make money off it, so maybe not so much useful, but would it be good to be famous? John, what do you think?
I would say no.
Because?
Because I want the benefits and the goodies that go along with it.
Okay. So
and the money.
You want the stuff regardless of whether people know you or not. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I see that as a, is there any downside to being famous?
People talk to you all the time.
They do.
They do. You get no me time.
That's, yeah. I mean, you know, I would say locally, I don't consider myself famous locally. Brent is famous locally. Everywhere I go with Brent, people see, and everyone, like one out of 10, they see me. You know, because he's out and everybody knows Brent Lane. And I always think to myself, man, that's cool. Man, that's annoying. Like, it's both, right? And if you can't profit from it,
then what's the point?
Then it's, I don't know. There's something about being able to be anonymous, obscure, private, that's nice. And once you lose it, you've lost it, right? There's no going back.
We need benefits with that then.
You can't recover your fame virginity or something like that. You know, once you lose it, it's gone forever. 437-1620. That's the sound clip right there. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, David Wayne.
And you want a Marconi.
Yeah, sure enough. Let's go. Amazing stuff. All right, so let's go to the text line, 437-1620. Somebody says, bleep no. I wouldn't want to be famous even if it made me a billionaire. Oh, you know, I mean, I see. I would say, you know, it's okay to make me a billionaire without making me famous. You know, there are some. Fame is not desirable, but money is. Somebody says, you mean like Jesus? Oh, interesting. Oh. Famous? Poor? Interesting. Please don't text me with your Joel Osteen nonsense. 437-1620. Oh, that's a whole other subject we can get into. Anyway, he has nowhere to lay his head. It says it right there in the Bible. Absolutely, if it were to lead more people to Christ. Oh, that's an interesting point.
True.
Fame would be useful, but not in a self-serving way. Oh, look at y'all upstaging me with your devout spirituality. Well done. No, that's a great. I feel definitely you thought better than I did. You mean like Charles Manson, John Wayne Gacy, and Ted Bundy? Then no, I don't want to be. Yeah, I wasn't thinking in that way. Infamy and fame are not the same. Fame is not desirable without being able to monetize it. It's kind of like, would you want to be an influencer on Instagram even if no money? You know, you couldn't sell the ads. Just a lot of people follow you. Is that? There is something. There is a kind of satisfaction in knowing people pay attention to you or listen to you. I mean, I do this job and I feel like people listen to me, and that's satisfying to me. I mean, what kind of a weirdo would I be if that were, you know, that would be weird. Like, oh no, I hate it that I get to talk to people and they listen. I don't even believe in it. Like, that would be weird for a talk radio host or a philosopher. 437-1620. Somebody here says, I'd never want to be a famous person or known. I don't even want to know as many people as I do now. I love okay. that. That's great. No desire to be known. I just want to be known well. Oh, depth versus, you know, the number of people who know you versus the depth with which they know you. Interesting. You guys are so smart. This is a really interesting question. I love it. And this is the kind of question that you could definitely ask your kids. I know a lot of the questions we ask you aren't necessarily kid questions. They just maybe not relate to it, but this is one you could talk about with your kids because it's interesting. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
They got an accident right now, vehicle crash with injuries, and still roadblock on East Kingsfield Road and Tate Road. The roadway is still blocked right there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, I got a text in from somebody who says, hell no, not no, but hell no. I'm not famous right now, but I hate ever being recognized right now. When you're unknown, nobody projects on you or assumes things about you or lies about you.
That is true.
Your neighbor might still. Somebody else says, let's see, wouldn't that be considered infamous if you can't monetize it? Fame without the perks? Oh, I like that way of putting it. That's a good way to put it. Fame without the perks. Would you want to be famous without any of the benefits? We'll come back to this in just a second. If you've got a plumbing, a heating, an electrical, an air conditioning issue, Peden, they'll take care of you. They work on all that stuff. So basically, if it's a big repair inside your home, they can take care of that. And, you know, they 100% satisfaction guarantee, show up on time, do the work right with the good products. That's the way they have built their business for the last 55 years, all across the Gulf Coast, from Panama City to Tallahassee to Ellison Field here in Pensacola to Baldwin County last year to Mobile County this year. All around, because, you know, good reputation and good quality people and good, you know, products and services. They take care of you. You can find out more about them at peden.com. That's peden.com. And right now, they're doing free duct inspections. So free duct inspections right now during the month of October. What did I say? October? I hate to go to it twice in the same segment, but...
And you want a Marconi.
Yeah, no, it's a fair note. Fair note. Anyway, free duct inspections during the entire month of October at Peden, PEAD.com. Oh, my God. It is amazing I get paid to do this job. 437-1620. No, that would be like being a criminal, famous with no monetary advantage. Somebody says I'm content with myself. I don't need anyone else's approval. No to fame. I prefer only be known to family and friends. When I was younger, I worked at a very popular restaurant, and people did come up to me and talk to me, and I felt I had to be on my best behavior all the time. There's a both sides to that though, right? Because when you feel like you have to live up to some reputation, then you behave better. And even if it's maybe for not the best reason, you still are behaving better. You know, there's something to that. No way. I try to avoid people, so that would be a nightmare. I don't think your scenario is possible in a free market situation. Supply and demand would mean that if you have fame, then you're going to be able to capitalize on it and make money off of it. Oh. Okay, so my hypothetical is the crazy one. Whatever. Let's see. Again, with some infamous people who didn't make money but are now famous. Again, that's, I think, infamous, not famous. So there you go. That's a fun question. You guys are so smart. I love it. 849 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwald. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water.
I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
So you're a cop, right?
That's right.
Well, I should probably tell you that I'm taking the bus because I have my driver's license revoked.
What for?
Speeding.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
On March 21st, 2025, Chief Tindall will...
31st.
31st?
Yeah. 331?
The 31st.
Good, I get you for 10 extra days. He will be retiring after a stellar 37-year career with the Milton Police Department.
Chief Tony Tindall is leaving the city of Milton in about 5 months, and so they got to find a replacement, and so they're creating a board to find a new chief of police for the city of Milton. If you know anybody who wants to apply, that's something that is an open job. And, you know, talking a little bit about, you know, his bio, which is pretty impressive.
He graduated Police Academy from Pensacola State College in 1988, and I've actually seen and held the handwritten application to our police department the following year. In 28, he received an associate degree in criminal justice from Pensacola State, and in May 2012, he received his bachelor's degree in criminal justice administration from Columbia State University. He was hired as a patrolman in December 1989. And over the past 35 years, he served as a patrolman, sergeant, captain, and in 2017 was promoted to the chief of police.
Yeah, an outstanding career. Now, I wish I could play for you some of the comments that Chief Tindall said during that meeting. I don't know, the microphone was really not working well, and he's kind of a talk slow and away from the microphone, so just... I just can't play you any of it. It's just not, you wouldn't be able to understand what he's saying, unfortunately. So, but yeah, Tony Tindall's been fantastic. I've only had a handful of interactions with him, but every time he's been great and obviously, you know, doing fantastic law enforcement for the city of Milton. So who's going to be on the committee to find his replacement?
Who all will be on the committee and will the meetings be in sunshine?
Chief Tindall will be the chairman, the city attorney, Alex Andrade, the HR director, Nikki Vickery, Reverend Desi Lee, who's the president of the Santa Rosa County National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and Mr. Chris Williams, who's the special agent in charge of the Pensacola Region, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Those five individuals, because they are making a recommendation to me, the interviews would be in the public, in sunshine.
There you go. So that's going to be your committee. That's Ed Spears, of course, city manager and the voice of Heather Lindsay before that. We'll come back to this. There's a couple of other small, interesting notes out of that meeting I wanted to share with you. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on East Kingsville Road and Tate Road. So if you're trying to get into Tate High School, pack your patience, my friends. They know about the accident. The roadway's still blocked. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, when you're selling a home or buying a home, you want good expert real estate guidance. That's why you have a great qualified real estate agent to work with you. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are those people. In fact, one of the things I always think about with them is they just kind of have a get it done, do whatever it takes kind of mindset. And that's why they've had so much success. 175 homes sold last year, 130 so far this year, right on track to about match that. I think she's got to be, I keep forgetting to ask her, I think she's got to be in the 1,000 home vicinity sold total. And the reason I say that is because I always think, like, look, if somebody's working, you know, if this is the fifth car they've worked on versus if this is the 1,000th car they've worked on, there's a difference in quality of them being able to make sure to do it right. You know, same thing for installing the HVAC system or whatever. You want somebody who's solved the problems before and got the results before, and that's what she and her team at Levenrinke Realty have done so many times, even in terms of knowing what's normal. And in this market with insurance rates changing and, you know, the roof age and the water heater age and the AC age and the rust around the plumbing under the sink, you like, why does that matter? Because everything matters for insurance these days. And so knowing what's normal for somebody buying a home to ask for and get is, that's why you get somebody who's got a lot of experience. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levenrinke Realty. Back to the Milton City Council meeting. Now, you may not know this name, Stephen Prestestater. I'm always going to say it wrong, but that's the closest I can get. I'm always wanting to add, like, you know, consonants to the name. He used to be, I forget, the events coordinator, I think, is what he was, and then he moved away for a little while, and now he is the new economic development director. But very weird story, good weird, that attached to him. Ed Spears explains, if I can play the clip properly.
For those who do not know, Mr. Prestestater was trapped in Asheville, North Carolina for how long?
I was trapped for 36 hours. I was there for 5 hours.
And after they made sure their immediate safety and needs were met, they began, Mr. Prestestater and his friends began emergency operations and helped many senior citizens on the side of a mountain by basically cutting a path down the mountain so they could escape to help.
Wow.
I mean, wow. And this is, you know, a lot of times I talk about the political leadership in Milton or, you know, in either the county or the city, or in Pensacola for the Escambia County Commission. Not so much city council. They've been doing, you know, really cohesive job for quite some time now. But I want to say this, and I try to say it often. I should say it more often. The employees in across the board, the ones that I know at the county and at the city level, are fantastic. And that's just a good example of here's a guy, you know, who just works for the city and, you know, he happens to be in North Carolina, gets trapped, and when he gets out, he goes and rescues people off the side of the mountain. Oh, okay. All right. You know, that's what you got to live up to.
If anyone needs any tree work,
I am not certified, but I'm pretty good these days.
Way to make it funny, Ed. I appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. I think we have just enough time for this. Do we have time for a terrible joke from Saturday Night Live? Michael Che from The Update. Good Lord, I can't get these clips to play. Here we go.
Richard Branson has launched a new free online university for people with dyslexia. You can check it out at www.wdyslexiacom.
I mean, come on. That's pretty funny. If you're like, I don't get the joke, could be about you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.